The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of The Show Radio. This is episode 540 of the show. I am your host, Andrew. And this is your source for tech, gaming, and entertainment news. Head over to theshowradio.info. Once again, that's theshowradio.info. And check out our past shows while you're there. Subscribe and tell a friend about the show. This show is pretty cool, man. I really had a conversation I've been waiting to have for a long time. This really goes back to the fourth quarter of 2019. This is Xavier Paul, a voice actor, film actor, just an incredible mind for individuals who are doing voice acting or anything related to that field of the arts. Also, what I'm going to add in this episode is a demo that he has. So I'm going to add that to this conversation as well. But very, very great mind. My only thing about this conversation is it was very, very short. And I'm really having a lot of these conversations live on YouTube. So definitely check me out there. youtube.com/Andrew Alliance. And also, if you're planning to start a podcast, definitely do that. You can use my promo code TSR. That's all caps for Libsyn, libsyn.com, which is an amazing service. So definitely check this out. This is Xavier Paul, amazing mind. And I hope you enjoy this episode.
Try Hooters new stuffed wings.
Stuffed how?
Hooters. Nothing slams a deep down body thirst better than Gatorade. Absolutely nothing.
Zocor is a prescription medicine and is not for everyone, including women who are nursing, pregnant or may become pregnant, or people with liver problems.
Hurry before Foot Locker is out.
From the hit Fox series Empire, original soundtrack season 2, volume 2.
For the unmatched precision and power to own the next corner, the next trail, the next ride. What matters is what's next.
Burger King introduces the new Hickory Bacon Cheddar Burger. Have it your way, only at Burger King.
And Reese's Puffs is part of a good breakfast.
Every day out of bed, grab a shower, nuke a waffle, feed the fish, no time to stop, Minute Maid juices to go. Pick a shirt, need new shoes, play some tunes, gotta fly, running late, no time to stop, juices to go.
Motown makes Detroit the center of the music industry, and AC Delco makes Detroit the center for automotive parts.
Welcome to SLAM, the nonstop world of international basketball.
Sorry, sold the last one,
but we're having a fantastic sale on Piedmont.
Come on, Luis, let's go to Toys R Us. They'll have it.
Hold on, ladies, I might have a Sega Genesis in the back.
Really?
Nope, but it sounded good to say.
First thing I want to say is thank you for taking the time to be here. I do Absolutely. Appreciate that. And yeah. And we'll just go right into the conversation. I appreciate Great. Your my observation, your tenacity to learn, right? And I think that's one of the things that I saw when we were having the conversation during the event, the convention that we were at together. That was very inspiring to me. So I'll say that as I noticed your eager, your fervor, your zeal to learn more information. So.
Likewise, because what you do is really, you're a communicator, a content provider. It's great to connect with you and vibe this energy. It's really part of my vision to vibe with brothers like yourself that are like-minded. Because I believe as men of color, we have a unique message for the globe, a unique spiritual message for the world.
Absolutely.
Particularly at this time.
Absolutely. So share with me the journey. I think that's definitely something that we wanted to cover as I am like really producing live right now. I had to make a slight change on the frame, but we are good to go. Walk me through the journey of you becoming the artist that you are. So how did that come about?
Right. Well, early on, spoken word was and continues to be very important to me, the ability to create what's called theater of the mind. So a lot of people are familiar with video games and animation and, it's a pretty popular field right now. But before it was so popular, as a kid, I would pretty much sit around with a pocket tape recorder and improvise whole stories inside of the tape recorder and then replay it back to myself and work to make the stories more real and more vivid and more interesting to myself, more believable to myself. And that was entertaining for me. I create the stories that I would then sit back and become fascinated and enchanted and entertained by. Little did I know that I was literally preparing myself for a life, a career, as a storyteller, as a voice actor, as a filmmaker, as a producer, as an artist. And so I guess this energy that you're talking about, it wasn't coached into me by a PR team, I promise. It really is based in my absolute curiosity and my up for the craft of creating and storytelling, and my dissatisfaction with the level of mediocrity that we see time and time again.
Yeah, so walk me through that. So were there books that inspire you still today? Were there certain movies that you saw that capture your intention early on? So walk me through some of the beginning stages before you were so inspired of the craft, the arts itself.
Well, interestingly enough, you talk about different movies, because as a kid, when I knew I wanted a career in the arts, in high school, I went to the career day entertainment industry seminar. And one of the teachers said, who actually had a child actor at the time working in the industry, she said, if you want to be in this industry, you're going to have a lot of self-esteem. And that kind of hit me sort of by left field. I thought, well, what does self-esteem have to do with show business? I'm very clear on the answer to that question right now.
Right.
At the time, I was like, really? I thought self-esteem was over here and show business was way over there. Well, for a lot of people in the entertainment field, that's completely accurate.
Right.
But I digress. I started doing to learn a lot of background work on various TV shows and movies. And I got to meet a wide array of celebrities and distinguished actors as a result of doing that. And one of which is Morgan Freeman. I actually got to meet him when I was doing extra part on Lean on Me, one of his classic movies. He plays the high school student Joe Clark in Lean on Me. He goes into this ghetto high school and recreates it. Okay, and takes care of a pretty intense drug problem and discipline problem. It's one of his more well-known films. So to spend the day with him, watching him work, and I was already in acting class at the time, already absorbing, but I needed to be inspired by someone I could relate to, okay, and watch the craft in full flight, right? Actually be in the room and breathe in the same energy that he was creating. And that completely, essentially transformed me. I mean, for me, it's sort of like life before Morgan Freeman and life after Morgan Freeman, because I think for a lot of young brothers, young black men who want to do the arts, whether it's acting, singing, dance, or whatever, a lot of our training is European. It's white people telling us how to feel, how to be, what to do, and on and so forth. And there's no cultural connection. Okay. And then when we go out into the industry, it's like, oh yeah, well, I know you learned all that in school, but here, you just do what we tell you to do and how we tell you to do it, because we've already figured out how we want to portray you in media. Okay. So we watch Morgan Freeman do his thing. He would argue with the director, John Avildsen. He would say, Joe Clark wouldn't do it that way. No, I'm not going to block it this way. We're going to do it this way, because he's not a method actor. One of the greatest actors of all time, Morgan Freeman, is not a method actor. He is etheric. He is ephemeral. He's spiritual. Okay. He'll spend the day with you. He'll get the energy from you, and he'll be able to portray you. He will literally copy your energy body and go. And that, for me, was the kind of actor I wanted to be, the kind of actor I am and continue to be, and the reason why I want to continue this process of telling stories and being the best storyteller that I can. So that story comes to mind, the Morgan Freeman story.
Talk about the process of how you want to be portrayed versus how you want to present yourself in film. So what's that struggle? Walk me through that struggle for individuals who are not necessarily understanding the depth of that.
Got it. Well, I think a lot of us depending on where we fall in the line of humanity, right? Male, female, young, old, whatever. Our society has very specific preconceived notions about who we are and what we're capable of based on our gender and our race, sexuality, social income, and so on and so forth. Now it's interesting. We're embarking on a time in history where we're being challenged by a lot of those things, and our very survival is dependent upon our judgments and our short-sightedness when it comes to those perceptions and judgments, right? And so early on, I noticed that. I recognized that I needed to learn about who I am on a spiritual level. And that's what some of the better acting training and theater training did for me. You know, studying with, oh gosh, all sorts of people, right? Studying at the Actor's Studio, studying at Circle in the Square, studying Lee Strasberg, Meisner, Chekhov work, okay, bringing it around to the National Black Theater and learning about how my culture is rich in spiritual fuel that at times it's kind of hard to put into words. It's just that when I look at a script, it's not me reading the words. The words are reading me. The story, every script is a story and a character, and it all comes together. It's all holistic. It's all connected. And it's about me being aware and open to that and going. That was a learning process. And some of the training was great and some of it was awful. But it was the process of allowing myself to be open to what this universe has to offer as an artist and as a human being. I know I'm probably going off into La La Land right now, but hey.
No, hey, that's part of the process. That's why we're here. So I'm throwing questions at you based on just to understand the mindset of the artist, right? Which is what these questions are geared, especially during this time. So talk about how the tension of COVID has affected how you create now.
It's informed how I create now. I wouldn't say it's affected it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, elaborate on that.
I think going back to the way I learned to be an artist, right? Because when I watched Morgan Freeman, I'm watching someone who, one of the great lines he has from Lean On Me, he says to the kid, you know, the fat kid he takes up to the roof and says, you know, go ahead and jump, go ahead. He says, listen, you're trying to con a con man. You're not even learning anything on the streets, are you? You know? And that hit me because, you know, it's very important to, I think, start your creative process and journey from a place of been there, done that. You know, you're going to get the, what you call sort of the canned, sort of, sort of average response from an acting teacher when you ask them, you know, what is talent? They'll give you the first 10 average answers. But then when they dig a little deeper, then you're getting to the real stuff. So I think this current world situation is forcing us to dig deeper. Our very survival depends on our ability to go within and find answers, real answers, answers to the questions of who will we be from this point forward? You know, are we going to be a global community defined by healing or separatism and the same old junk that's been the failure of humankind, you know, up until this point? I can share what I'm doing is kind of what I've always been doing, telling inspiring, compelling stories and using it as a tool for my spiritual growth. Everything I do as an actor, as an artist, is based on furthering my spiritual growth. I got to meet my Haley, Alex Haley's widow, Alex Haley, the writer and creator of Roots. And she said to me, "Oh, wow, you know, you've got a great voice." And I said, "Well, coming from you, that really means something. Thank you." And I shared with her, you know, I'm on a spiritual path. And she said, "Wow, that is the answer to everything you're looking for. Once you get grounded there," I'm not talking about religion per se or anything like that. I'm talking about really coming to know what is this that I am born into and what am I capable of based on what I'm aware of? And she said, "Once you get grounded in that, that will give you satisfaction for everything that you'll ever need in life, including and not limited to your work as an artist." So that continues, and will continue for every artist at any point in history. You know, it's just going to continue, on. I'm not here to make the world happy. I'm here to have an effect, on the world based on what I bring. If I can bring healing energy, if I can open up people's awareness to who are they being? Are they being fully who they are? Or are they under being? Can I bridge the gap between their potential and their reality? Great. Then I've done my job.
Okay. So how much of your potential is out there based on the work that you've already created? Do you have a meter that you measure that by? Do you have a particular road versus struggle that you measure your spiritual growth based on how much you're putting out to the world?
So I think the spiritual path is a continual journey. Okay. And in our industry, that kind of grades things by, you know, number one hit and, you know, ratings and so on and so forth. You know, there are, I think in order to pursue a career, those mathematical equations become really, really important. So yeah, I've got my share of things that I'm doing out here and things that people can recognize me from, right? But I think I'm really fortunate in that a lot of the things I'm doing right now also speak to this spiritual growth that I'm talking about. I'm doing a really exciting show right now on Nat Geo, National Geographic. It's called Dead by Dawn. Hmm. And I narrate this show that's a kind of a cross between horror and nature. So we're going to learn about nature, and we're going to have an edge of mystery, an edge of suspense, and an edge of good old-fashioned scare the pants out of you fun. Yet the story is really about how all those that live in the jungle, from the insects to the carnivores, do what they need to do in order to get from one night to the next day. It all works together. And that's a big part of the spiritual path, learning about how it all works together. So as I was preparing for it, because as a voice artist, many times you get the script 5 minutes before you record. Luckily, I was able to request the script several days beforehand so I could really absorb it, really receive it, and really find who I am in the telling and narrating of this. I grew up with National Geographic, so I really wanted it to be great. And I was able to find this place where I realized spiritually that, you know, for this story, I'm the voice of nature, the voice of the forest, the voice of the jungle, to take people through a specific story so that they take a look at how they're being and how they negotiate for their survival and are they doing it in ways that will fortify the whole or segment us further? So I thought that was a great opportunity, and I'm really honored to be able to tell that story. Yeah. I mean, there were other things too, like,
you did Brooklyn Nets, the voice of Brooklyn Nets. I saw that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, for the ballers out there, you know, I'm doing a lot of stuff for the NBA. You hear me on all the various NBA promos.
Nice.
Coming up on the NBA, the highlights, like you've never seen them before. LeBron James, you know, all of that stuff.
That's dope. You know, that's
Gatorade. Dope. Nothing slams a deep down body thirst better than Gatorade. Absolutely nothing. You know, it's
right.
You know, all these different. Oh, I've done them all. I mean, let's face it. I've been at this for a while, and I'm not the only.
What's a while?
What's
a while? You said you've been at this for a while. What's a while?
Oh gosh. For me, probably upwards of 15 years.
Mm.
Yeah.
So how do you?
Got to the point now where I kind of forgot. Which you tell me something I did. I'm like, oh yeah, that one.
No, that's great. So how do you prepare your voice? How do you prepare for a voiceover session? Do you have a particular practice that you do or methodology? Like, how do you prepare for that?
Yeah. So depending on the particular voiceover, because at the end of the day, it is an acting job. You're acting and selling, if anything, the emotion, not the sound of your voice, right? It's really the feeling. The feeling of determination, the feeling of calm, the feeling of authority, whatever, the feeling of adventure, right? So I can share with you for the Nat Geo show, my preparation was lots of meditation, lots of time out in nature. Okay. Experiencing nature and the how nature communicates through our senses. The feeling of the sun on your face, right? The sound of soil. You really listen. You hear the insects crawling about, okay? The touch of nature, connecting to all those things. And then being able to recall that, being able to use that as a portal to expression when I share these words, because a lot of people, you know, and I even teach a class right now in voiceover craft. And many people wonder, well, why is voiceover so difficult to learn? And I always tell them, you know, it's very difficult to take words that aren't yours and be compelling with them, to make them yours, to make it, to take them on as your thoughts. And to relate them in a way where people believe you. Yeah. That takes work.
That's awesome. So sound design, right? The equipment, we need to make sure we understand how the equipment works. Sometimes you have individuals to help you with that process and sometimes you don't, right? So the basics of getting sound, right? Audible, where it's clean and it's, processed right. Can you talk a little bit about that sound design?
Again, I think it has to do with your particular goal. Broadcast television has a very specific quality control standard. So you find a lot of voiceover artists making sure they've got a broadcast quality home studio, which comes from understanding what that quality control standard is. The level of noise floor, I think it's minus 6 dB or something like that. I have all my stuff preset. For a lot of years, I worked out of a recording studio that was not in my home, where it is now. But I watched engineers work, and I found my own style in terms of how to edit, how to position oneself on the microphone so the one's not too far or too close. One interesting thing is that depending on the microphone that I'm working with at the time, I'm noticing that it kind of informs my performance. So a Sennheiser 416 is a shotgun microphone that's originally used for boom. It's a boom mic that you use on film sets, you know, to capture, comes to overhead, it captures the sound of the actor. And it cancels out everything around it because it's sort of like a shotgun microphone. That's why it's called that. So it's a great way of capturing the sound in a very direct, intimate way. And I noticed that when I'm working on that kind of microphone, it almost doesn't let me be an artist. It doesn't let me have a relationship with the proximity to the microphone because it's right here, you know? So it's almost like inside my brain, I have to sort of really pull back my performance. Yet if I'm working with a Neumann U87, which is a very sensitive mic that picks up the environment, it's great because I get to relax a bit more and work with spatial difference, work with the sort of veiling, as we would say in Chekhov technique, the veiling of pulling my performance back or being intimate or intense in a certain kind of a way. You know, if I'm up on the microphone and I'm going, you know, tonight on CNN, you know, tonight on HBO, you know, whatever it is. But then if it's a little further away, it could be, you know, today your insurance really needs to be strong or whatever it is. Right. You know, but I wouldn't be this close if I were that conversational, because the microphone at the end of the day it's an ear, someone's ear. So you want to relate to it as if you're relating to a person.
That's awesome. That's dope. One thing, I guess, as we begin to wrap up a little bit is, I know you didn't talk about a lot of struggles, and I intentionally didn't ask for a lot of struggles, but can you give us a story where, yeah, the struggle and the prize. Yeah, can you give us one story before we wrap of the struggle and the prize of being in the industry?
Oh, wow. Wow, it's interesting. I think today in the voiceover world and the media world, particularly in voiceover, where you usually don't see the people that you're hearing on these different trailers and such, the mind lets you picture what the person looks like based on the sound of their voice. My voice never necessarily read per se, "Hi, this is an Afro-American guy." So when I sent one of my very first demos out to one of the biggest agents in New York City, she got me on the phone and she said, "Oh my God, you sound so great. We're going to make a lot of money. You're going to be rich." I said, "Great, blah, 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 blah. Well, Black History Month's coming up. We're going to have this great benefit." She's like, "What? You're black? Oh no, I'm so sorry. It's never going to happen for you." And I said, what? You know, and she's crying and I'm crying and we're both crying. And I said, "Well, if it does happen for me, how can it happen? Because I really, you know," and I was already acting and doing all sorts of other things, but you know, when it came to this, you know, it was a pretty specific way of marketing yourself. And then she said to me, "Well, if it happens for you, it's going to happen through time and through you." And I said, "You know, that's great advice you would give anybody. So I guess at times racists do have great things to say." But at least in that moment, you know, she did. And it's true. Learning to go for it. Learning that it's all connected. So if you have a bunch of different interests, it's okay to just pick one and start it, because all your other interests will be informed through and by it. Very important. So yeah. So I would say that would be my only quote unquote struggle. The quote unquote struggle of understanding how to move forward regardless of what the establishment has to say based on its own bigotry and bias, right? And that, I think that's the Morgan Freeman piece that I got as well, because, you know, he's, you know, acting to the third power. He's all these creative, disciplines are portals to a spiritual place. They're doorways. That's all they are. You don't stop at the doorway. You don't live at the doorway. You open the doorway and you walk through it and go into wherever it's leading, or where whatever the place is that's behind it. And that's what I had to do on my journey. And I encourage everyone else, their actors, singers, dancers, go ahead and use your craft as a way to deepen your spiritual process, because it's going to reward you career wise and personally.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. I appreciate that. So, Xavier, it's been interesting. It's been enlightening. I know we were planning to have this conversation for a long time. I'm glad we actually got to it today. Any Great. Final thoughts, and where can people find you and your work? And you have so much. You said 15 years, so.
Great. So briefly, I guess well, final thoughts is it's a tough time. Yeah, it's a scary time. It's a real time. You know, I've gotten over thinking, oh, okay, this is a nightmare I'm going to wake up from. No, this is real time. And because it's real time, let's take a look at what we get to do and what we get to be based on what we're dealing with. We get to be of service. We get to be healing portals, inspirations for healing and connection. We get to be connectors, communicators, healers, helpers, responders, and carers, those who provide care and compassion. It is time for all of the light workers and artists to begin their next phase of development. To reach me is an opportunity for us to begin that process and continue that process and that journey. It's exciting, exhilarating, healing. I look forward to it. And you can go ahead and reach me at coolvoicemedia.com. CoolVoiceMedia.com, where I'm doing all sorts of voice trainings for artists, healers, actors, and communicators. Let's get the message of healing out to the world and the universe and move forward into history in an effective way, because I've recognized the most effective way to deal with the future is to be fully present in our being in the here and now.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you coming through.
Thank you. And let's do part two, huh?
Yeah, well, definitely we can do that. So guys, thanks for watching. I'm actually going to change the scene here and hope you guys enjoyed this broadcast with Xavier Paul. Very, very tenacious zeal of a guy who loves to learn. So thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us. And yeah, so the audio is still live. So how'd that feel? Was that all right?
Well, I mean, what more can I say? I mean, that's the thing with the artists, you know, you get us talking about ourselves and it's just like, will you shut up? Yeah, so. You know, but it's definitely, yeah, you got me walking through memory lane. I love telling Morgan Freeman stories. And it's so interesting, you know, as the years continue on, you know, we see our elders, are those who at the time, I guess, I don't know, for me, I don't know how about you felt when you were younger, you never really thought of or experienced getting older because you were younger. That those who were your elders at that time, that they would get older, right? They were invincible at that time and they were ageless for me. But they're not, right? We grow, we live, we evolve and expand and get older. And how the aging process fortifies us, right? Depending on our choices, or challenges us depending on our choices. You know? So that just kind of has me thinking about that.
This episode brought to you by Bluehost. Bluehost is a proven powerhouse in the website hosting industry. They offer exceptional customer service. They allow you to host multiple domains under one account, which is super convenient. Check out theshowradio.info/Bluehost to get started for as low as $3.95 a month. This episode is also brought to you by Audible.com. Audible is the leading provider of spoken word entertainment and audiobooks, ranging from bestsellers to celebrity memoirs to news to business to self-development. Head over to theshowradio.info/audiobook to get your first audiobook free with a 30-day trial. This episode is also brought to you by a VPN service called ProXPN. ProXPN is a service that secures your internet connection against eavesdropping, masks your location, and allows you to access your favorite sites no matter where you live or travel to. To get 20% off of the lifetime of your account, you can use the promo code SHORAM. Once again, that's SHORAM to get 20% off the lifetime of your account. So, takeaways for this particular episode, definitely as you're chasing your dreams in the arts, make sure you do not lose yourself, right? Too many times we try to conform, do a whole bunch of switching of who we are and who we're trying to be. I'm not saying do anything crazy or damage your brand or anything like that, but just don't lose yourself in the process of becoming who you are becoming in the industry that you are a part of. That's pretty much it. Hope you guys enjoyed this particular episode of the show radio. I believe this is 540, right? So 540. Thanks for listening. And until next time, take care.